leading the news this morning. The Prime Minister's given a feisty speech to the leaders of the mining industry, telling them she intends to share the benefits of the boom. Julia Gillard has told the Minerals Council's annual dinner the government owns the minerals in trust for all Australians. Julian Assange's next move remains unclear this morning after he lost an appeal against extradition to Sweden. Mr. Assange is wanted in Sweden on sexual misconduct allegations. His legal team has 14 days to apply to reopen the case. Two Queensland properties remain under quarantine as health officials investigate a dual outbreak of the Hendra virus. Two horses died at the weekend at two different locations. Queensland's chief vet says the outbreaks are unrelated and just a coincidence. Readers of Fairfax newspapers will see a thinner version this morning after hundreds of journalists walked off the job. They're protesting at the company's plans to move production work for its regional newspapers to New Zealand. The strike affects The Age, the Sydney Morning Herald and the Financial Review. Skeleton staff are producing today's and tomorrow's papers. UN monitors in Syria have confirmed the discovery of 13 bodies in the country's east. The men's bodies were found with their hands tied behind their backs, some apparently shot in the head. The UN's chief observer says it's an appalling and inexcusable act.